and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at UFOs sighted over San Diego. And this has been going on for a while, and in just the last couple of weeks, we've had some more very strange sightings over San Diego, and we actually have some video of this, which we'll listen to on the podcast, and then I'll try to put up a link on the YouTube channel. Someone's posted this on Twitter. I find it to be quite convincing, actually. Just the reaction of the people watching these things sounds really genuine. Now, the first article we're looking at is from BroBible.com. BroBible.com. The article's by Douglas Charles, dated October 24th, 2022. The title says, "Glowing UFOs Spotted by Multiple Witnesses Over San Diego Draw Worldwide Attention." And it says, "Glowing UFOs recorded on video in the sky over San Diego have left local residents confused and drawn the attention of several news agencies around the world. Multiple witnesses reported and recorded mysterious lights making unusual, seemingly coordinated movements in the sky last week over Southern California." Now, these videos have hit Twitter, and they are really making the rounds. Two different sets of UFOs were seen. The first involved two bright reddish in color UFOs flying in unison, then vanishing. More than one witness recorded the unusual sighting. So, see what we have here? We have multiple eyewitness accounts, multiple eyewitnesses actually filming the UFOs. Two lights appear to be traveling horizontally before making a downward maneuver, then reforming and flying horizontally again, then diving again before the video cuts off. Then it has an excerpt from Twitter. It says, "Anyone else in San Diego just see this UFO? Am I officially losing it?" And then one quote says, "Here we go, it's happening," someone tweeted in response to the video. Quote, "You can see the intelligence movements." I have to agree. It does look like this thing is being intelligently controlled. This is obviously not a drone. They're way too bright for this. They're not flares. Flares don't go down, then come back up again. This is really, really unexplained. A few witnesses thought they might be skydivers, but skydivers don't fly horizontally, drop, then fly horizontally again. Look, you know, I try not to be too critical here. I get a little bit of grief about being super snarky toward non-believers. I just have to chalk it up to people being faced with a reality that they're afraid to face. So when they come up with notions that these could be skydivers, all I know is watch the video. I've never seen a skydiver look like this. And it says, "I saw something similar just before 7, another viewer commented. That time lines up with when the videos were taken, with Jenny Dempsey stating in a follow-up tweet taken at 6:54 p.m. time on Sunday, October 16th in North Park, San Diego, California." Now there you have a time, a place, and the name of the eyewitness, and a videographic evidence. This is about as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned. And you have these videos taken by two different eyewitnesses. Now, the idea that these people could both come up with the same idea, the same way to misrepresent something, that's a conspiracy that I think is a little too far to go for. And they're not trying to claim that's anything. They're just saying, look, we saw these lights. They're acting in extremely strange ways we can't explain. Here's a video of it. Decide for yourself. It says, "The videos of two mysterious glowing UFOs over San Diego were of interest to several news organizations." And it says, "The videos of the strange San Diego UFO caught the attention of news organizations from South Florida to the United Kingdom. NBC News was also interested in the footage. One viewer on Twitter compared the UFO sightings to another that occurred in back of June this year near San Diego." Now, remember, we talked about this in an earlier podcast where people had filmed a very similar, these UFOs, these orb-type lights hovering in the sky. And so this has been going on for several months now. Not just several months, but several years. Now, on down we see it says, 4 days ago, after the two glowing UFOs were spotted above San Diego, another unusual UFO video from the area in Southern California was shared online. This is a video that I watched too, and it is really strange. Now, maybe this is some sort of space debris re-entering. I don't know, but you on this one, we have a similar orb, only it's very, very bright, and then around it is like this cloud or like a shock wave. as it enters the atmosphere, as it travels through the atmosphere, it's really weird. So I haven't heard it explained away yet, but it's almost in a separate category by itself. I mean, you have multiple sightings of these orbs just doing their thing, whether they're traveling back and forth across the sky or up and down through the sky. And then we got this thing that seems to be going, across the horizon, and it's surrounded by this luminous white envelope. Like I said, it's almost like a shock wave that's surrounding it. You can just kind of, if you look at the video, and it's not going to be hard to find because it's all over the internet and Twitter, it looks just like, these waves of white light coming out of it and around it, like you would see when one of these hypersonic items, travels through the atmosphere. It's really strange. Now, we've got some other reports on this too that I think might shed a little bit of light on it. Let me take a look here. This one here. Well, first off, I'll go ahead and I'll just play the actual video here. It just takes a minute. And I want you to see if you can hear, hopefully the sound quality will be okay, if you can hear the people talking in the
No, there.
But it's not going to come through. But as I'm looking at this video, I'm seeing these two yellow orbs. They are just like right next to each other. They come down from the sky. They blend
Oh, hell
together,
no.
they
That's
separate,
crazy.
and then it's almost as if they're just invisibly transported to the top of the frame again,
Flares, maybe?
okay? And then
No,
they
there.
come back down again separately. And as they get down toward the bottom of the screen, or what looks like the ground, they come together, they rejoin into one single yellow orb. And then you see them dart across the screen. So these things
Oh, hell no.
aren't
That's
acting like
crazy.
a normal mechanical device would act. It's this we're getting back into this whole notion of shape shifting, of these things acting more like plasma or ball lightning than an airplane or a spacecraft. Now we can take a look at this article here from October 27th, okay, this is the LA Times. They're getting on board. This story is really, it's really getting some traction online. It says, man shares bizarre video of two mysterious UFOs flying in the sky. Natalia Ningthojam, October 27th, 2022. And this is one of the two witnesses, or one of the two groups of witnesses. A man apparently spotted two unidentified flying objects hovering in the sky. He filmed both of them flying in unison before they disappeared. According to Mirror, a short video of the sighting was shared on Twitter. It showed mysterious lights hiding behind clouds, then diving to the ground. That's what I'm talking about. You can see these two orbs. They almost look like gobs of light. They're diving down from the ground, and then they connect on the way down. They become one. It says, then the objects went out completely. That's when they just disappear, one after the other. The witness posted the clip, which was filmed in San Diego, California, online to see if anyone else could shed some light on the eerie sighting. Definitely look this thing up on Twitter. You can Google it, and you'll find it on YouTube and Twitter, no problem. It's really worth watching. Many people were certain that the clip was a genuine alien encounter. Taking to Twitter, the original witness asked if anyone else in San Diego saw the UFO, or was he officially losing it? Well, I can understand why he just couldn't believe his eyes. That thing was strange. In the video, a woman could be heard asking if it's gone. A man replied to her saying no. The woman then asked if it's in the clouds. The lights reappeared in the cloud and separated. So what, like I said, what happened was they filmed this thing falling from the sky, these two orbs, and it looks like they're coming down toward the ground, and these two orbs join together. There's this one kind of, dripping glob of light is what it looks like, and then it just, boom, it disappears. And then the next thing you see, it's darting across the sky. Now think of the amount of distance this thing would have had to have traveled in less than a second. But there's no sonic boom. I mean, this thing is traveling at hypersonic speeds with no sonic boom. It's doing things that no mechanical object can do. Like I said, it's behaving almost like ball lightning. It's not any kind of weather phenomenon that I can even imagine. It says they spiral slowly towards the ground. Well, Yes, slowly, but you have to keep in mind these things are traveling a great distance. The falling objects then slowed down and came to a stop in the sky. That's correct. How does something just fall from the sky and then stop? Okay, that's not a skydiver. That's not a flare. The lights hovered in the sky for a moment, then they began to dive again. That's correct. One of them mysteriously disappeared. The bizarre footage was, well, they didn't, it wasn't to me, it didn't look like it disappeared. It looked to me like they, like I said, like they combined into one. And that's something that we see happen a lot in these type of shape-shifting UFOs, where they all split apart into like multiple orbs, and they'll come together and form one. So this is not something that hasn't been reported before, but I think this is one of the best live videos that I've ever seen of it. It says the bizarre footage was viewed more than 6,000 times. Listen, this thing ought to have 6 million views. With one person saying, "I'm noticing soft introductions being made. I don't think we're alone." Well, that could be. Another user commented, "Just another typical night in SD," and shared the UFO emoji. Meanwhile, reports of unidentified and aerial phenomena flying through the skies. Okay, here we go. Here's the shift. Now, they've just reported to this phenomenal mass UFO sighting. That's what it is. It's a mass UFO sighting. It's been recorded by multiple witnesses, okay, that don't even know each other. Recorded a live video on cell phone. So we have some of the best eyewitness evidence we could ask for. We've got good photographic evidence we could ask for. So there's something there. So they give you this A plus plus evidence of UFO. And what does the author do? He immediately shifts the subject. I mean, we're not talking about the Ukraine here. We've been talking about UFOs over San Diego, but what does the author do? Meanwhile, he says, notice a shift in narrative. He says reports of unidentified aerial phenomena flying through the skies of Ukraine were officially discredited by Ukraine's National Science Agency. Appeal to authority. See what's happening? They provide these things are becoming so obnoxiously obvious that the media can no longer just make fun of people and marginalize people. People now have cell phones. They're filming these crazy things. So when it gets to be so in your face that they're just basically one step away from landing on the White House lawn, what does the media do? Well, they're forced to report what's been seen. They really can't deny it because everybody says, "Hey, we're looking at it." So what do? They shift the narrative, appeal to authority. So I want you to recognize these tactics when you are investigating these UFO cases or when you're watching the news. Shift the narrative, appeal to authority. They're a very common thing they do. A report was released in September by scientists at Kyiv's main astronomical observatory. They talked about objects whose nature is not clear, quote unquote. They mentioned multiple so-called phantoms, which appeared completely black against the sky and seemed to zip through the atmosphere at up to 33,000 miles per hour. It is roughly twice as fast as an intercontinental ballistic missile. I guess that rules out the Russians. The report's authors described the phantom objects as UAPs or UFOs, but they made no attempt to exclude more obvious explanations, such as drones, satellites, or artillery used in ongoing Russian invasions of Ukraine. Okay, I think maybe they are just going to assume that, like most goldfish, you the reader here has a memory of about 2 seconds. Because, and just a couple lines up, it says they zip through the atmosphere at 33 mile, at more than 33,000 miles per hour, twice as fast as an intercontinental ballistic missile. 33,000 miles per hour. Okay, but then 2 lines later, well, they just completely ignored what they probably were. Reports authors described the phantom objects as UAPs or UFOs, but they made no attempts to exclude more obvious explanations. How is it more obvious that these things would be drones, satellites, or artillery when it tells you right here they're going 33,000 miles an hour? Okay. They didn't say these things. They know they're not satellites. Okay. It was astronomers, okay? Remember astronomers who observed these things? I think they know the difference between a drone, a satellite, and a star. So we have the shift of the narrative, appeal to authority, and then they set the straw man up as the report authors. They don't give you any of their credentials, and then they tear him down. The National Academy of Science of Ukraine recently concluded an investigation into the report. A panel of NSAU scientists wrote in a statement, "The processing and interpretation of results were performed at an inappropriate scientific level." Remember, there you go, appeal to authority. The report did not meet the professional requirements for publication of the results of scientific research, added the team. Well, we could argue all day long about what the standards of research are, but these scientists just told you what they saw. They observed, they measured, and they reported. So that was the angle that LA Times took. Now, we are getting a little close to the end of the program here, but I just want to point out that these things have been going on for a while. If we can go back here, and just, I'll take a real quick look at this last article. And this is from May 31st, 2021. It was updated, okay? It says UFO filmmaker releases 46-second video allegedly showing swarm of objects hovering near Navy ship, written by Dustin Barnes, USA Today. And we've talked about this before, and this is the one that Jeremy Corbell, I believe, filmed or posted at least on Twitter, was this UFO swarm over a Navy ship. Whatever these things are, they are attracted, I believe, to the naval activity that's happening there in San Diego because there's been so much UFO activity in that area and off the coast of San Diego. It says a UFO filmmaker shared a video clip on Thursday depicting radar footage he claimed shows a swarm of unidentified flying objects near a Navy ship off the coast of San Diego almost 2 years ago. Jeremy Corbell, okay, 2019 or 2020, Jeremy Corbell posted the 46 second clip on Twitter, saying it was taken from the U.S. Omaha on July 15, 2019. Corbell, a UFO enthusiast and filmmaker behind the 2018 documentary Bob Lazar, Area 51 of Flying Saucers, and I think his documentary on the UFO on the implants, I can't, the name escapes me, but it was with was it Dr. Norman Greer? Anyway, it's about the fellow with the implant. Corbell did that, and I just think that documentary was captivating. Anyway, it says in the middle, a radar screen is shown with several objects moving around the ship. At one point, an unidentified man is heard saying, "Holy expletive, they're moving fast, they're turning around." This isn't the first time Corbell has shared footage claiming to prove the existence of UFOs. An 18-second clip he shared showing three UFOs hovering around the USS Russell in 2019 was confirmed by the Navy as authentic earlier this year, according to the New York Post. Sightings all over the world, and then it says it has another little. It has a couple more upcoming articles here, so I think it's important to realize that he's a big name in UFO research, and regardless of, some people like him, some people don't. I think he's done some really good work. I think some of his stuff maybe is a little bit over the top, but it's really entertaining, and I think a lot of it is well researched. You really can't argue with the evidence. I mean, you may not like the way some of it's presented, but I still think he has brought a lot of solid evidence to the UFO community, and for that I'm greatly appreciative. And here again, he's released this video of these UFOs flying around this Navy ship back in 2019, and here we are, what, 3 years later, and we have the same sort of phenomenon occurring. And it's not Jeremy Corbell videotaping this stuff on their cell phones. This time, it's just two completely different individuals who don't even know each other, while it's also being eyewitnessed and reported by multiple other people right there in the San Diego area. Overall, I think this is a fascinating sighting, and I think what really interests me is how these UFOs fit into this long pattern of UFO sightings and encounters that we've had in that area, how we've seen them let themselves be recorded, and how they have interacted with our own military, our own Navy right there in that location. Like I said, I'll try to get some follow-up put on the YouTube site here over the next few days. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.